Today we're going to be talking about the four main kinds of seventh arpeggios. When I learned my arpeggios, it really changed the way I play. It really added so much more flavor to my soloing and my improvisational skills. So I'm going to take you through the major seven, the minor seven, the dominant seven, and the minor seven flat five. So four main kinds of seventh arpeggio, starting with the major seven. So for today's example, we're going to be using the key of E. So starting with E major seven arpeggio, you're going to start it over here on the seventh fret of the A string, on the root, that is. So when you play it continuously, it sounds like this. And always end with a major seven chord. Beautiful. Okay, the next one is the E minor seven arpeggio. So same place, starting on the root, seventh fret of the A string. Next up is the E dominant 7 or E7. So the fingering for this might be a little bit different compared to the other ones. But you can still start over here if you want. You can go the major third that way, or you can go major third that way. And then finally, the last one is the minor seven flat five that goes. So, I hope you have some fun with that. Arpeggios are super important. See you in the next one.